Blog Talk Radio.
Doing it right, everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright.
If you do it right, let it go all night. Shadows on you break out into the light. If you do it right, let it go all night. Shadows on you break out into the light. If you do it right, let it go all night.
Throughout the U.S. and Canada, 20 AM FM through the Starcom Radio Network. And today we've got a lot of guests lined up, and we're going to get to them as quick as we can. We want to make sure everybody gets their quality time. And today, Jeff Krantz is with us. He is the president of Krantz Training. The website is KrantzTraining.com. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, James. Glad to be on your show.
Now,
thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Krantz Training. What is it? How did it get started? And how is it going to benefit the world?
Yes, my organization conducts sales training and customer service client loyalty training workshops for Fortune 500 companies and small individuals and organizations alike.
We've got Jeff Krantz with us today. He's an author, award-winning sales trainer, executive coach, and keynote speaker. KrantzTraining.com is his official website. And he's available on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+. Now, Jeff, tell us a little bit about your work. You've got some really cool stuff that you're doing here. First of all, let's cover the aspect of being an author. Talk to us a little bit about your products and your books.
Thank you, James. Yeah, you know, what I'm passionate about is delivering a message that equips people to serve better from the heart, wholeheartedly. You know, in my estimation, delivering a wonderful customer service experience is one of the most profitable, beneficial things that any organization on the planet can do to keep their clients' loyalty and to grow their sales. And the books that I've written center around that very topic. It's what I'm absolutely passionate about, because I'm a huge believer that we can positively change the world one life at a time, one interaction at a time, by simply engaging with people authentically and being there to serve them from our area of talent, and whether that's professionally, personally. That's why I believe that we're here on the earth.
We've got a great guest with us today. Jeff Krantz joins us here on the broadcast. He is an amazing, amazing guy. We wanted to have him on today talking about his books. First of all, let's talk about the latest book. What is that, and where can people go get that?
Thank you. Yeah, but my latest book just came to the market through Motivational Press. Is entitled Treat 'Em Like a Rockstar, Delivering the Encore Customer Service Experience. The book's got lots of heart. It's based on the metaphor of being the best of the best in what we do as service professionals. The book's available on Amazon. You can certainly order it on my website. And you know, the book's message is primarily about systematically but artfully putting together all the mechanics of what makes a good customer service interaction. So whether it's customer-facing in a retail environment, online transactions in hospitality, financial services, the biomedical industries, you name it, it's all about engaging with people at an authentic level and being there to serve them with amazing customer service.
We've got Jeff Krantz joining us today here on the broadcast. He has an incredible book out there. It's called Treat 'Em Like a Rockstar. What inspired you to write this book?
It's really the life work of many years of experience. And what I saw out there in the marketplace is people need an effective and yet a simple message that equips their employees to know how to deliver service, not just because they have to, but the book is different than any other of its kind because of the way that it stirs the motivation of the reader to want to serve, you know, to serve from the heart, to serve wholeheartedly. And that's the essence of the message. It takes method and motivation and couples them together into a very simple to follow process.
We've got Jeff Krantz joining us today here on the program. Treat 'Em Like a Rockstar is his latest book. Summarize your book in just a few sentences for us.
The book is about engaging with every client authentically by following four simple steps. If you can execute these four steps with every client interaction, every human being, you're going to serve them better, and you're going to go home happier. And here's what they are. It's based on the acronym represented in the word STAR, S-T-A-R. The first thing we want to do is sincerely smile and engage with our customers. Let them know that we're delighted to see them. The universal sign of openness and receptivity, warmth, likability, is a warm smile. The second thing we do, T, is we talk to them. We want to sincerely engage with them, acknowledge their presence, and use word choices that demonstrate our commitment to excellence, our willingness and ability to serve them with excellence. The third is ask. We want to ask meaningful questions to get to the heart, the root of the need that they have, the desire that they have, so we fully understand exactly how it is that we can help them. And then finally, and most importantly, the R stands for rock their world. There are small things that we can do. We make the choices to deliver amazing service to individuals, and sometimes those fine little details in the service interaction can be amazing in the way that it makes somebody's day. It's about rocking their world by causing that memorable moment of engagement with them as we've served them from the heart.
We've got Jeff Krantz joining us today here on the big broadcast talking about Treat 'Em Like a Rock Star. It's available on his website, jeffkrantz.co. You need to go over there to jeffkrantz.co/products and check out Treat 'Em Like a Rock Star. It's available right now. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
You know, James, it's timely as the book is out. You know, there have been customer service books written for many, many years in various programs. What's different about this is the way that it integrates fun and passion into our everyday in the life professionally. And it's one of the reasons that I selected the metaphor of being a rock star as the basis for the book, because it's fun. You know, when we were kids, you probably were like this, I know I did, we all had these great big ambitions when we were younger children growing up. You know, some people wanted to be an astronaut, some people wanted to, you know, be a finance guru, some people wanted to lead a huge company, drive huge trucks. Many wanted to be a rock star when they grew up. And it's really a metaphor speaking to the heart of the message is all about being the absolute best at what we choose to do, professionally speaking. And that's the message of the book. You know, the reason I wrote that is so that we can come back to some of those ambitions that we first had, discover our passions, discover our greatest talents, and leverage those as we serve people with excellence.
It's Jeff Krantz. He joins us today talking about his latest book, Treat 'Em Like a Rock Star. Who do you envision to be the potential readers for this great book?
I see the next generation of professionals coming up through organizations everywhere reading this book. I see the young individual that is very accustomed to communicating using technology, you know, texting and Facebook and instant messaging their friends, who often find themselves in the work environment a bit disengaged from the work venue and more concerned about the communication with their friends. Well, what we teach them to do in the book is authentically enjoy engaging with their customers at a very human, very everyday level, serving them, and then deriving a great sense of joy from doing that authentically. I also see the more seasoned professionals that have been in the business, whether it's been in a retail environment, if it's any sort of client-facing role, hospitality, these individuals that have been in their roles for a long while, but they may find themselves just in a rut of feeling a bit like they need to kind of re-energize and refocus and recenter and start to derive more joy from their professional life, from their careers. This book is for them because it teaches them how to serve wholeheartedly and the benefits of doing that, how you go home happier at the end of the day when you've given your all to help someone else.
It is Jeff Krantz. He joins us today here on the big broadcast talking. He is the president at KrantzTraining.com. He's an author, award-winning sales trainer, executive coach, and keynote speaker. He joins us today talking about his latest book. It's called Treat 'Em Like a Rock Star. How is your book relevant in today's society?
It's more relevant today than ever before because what our workplace needs is more authentic engagement. You know, we've all had service experiences when we've shopped at a store or gone into an organization and we've had needs. We've wanted to inquire of the staff. And yet that service interaction sometimes is poor or outright horrible. I've had times where I've gone into a store and the workers in the store don't even acknowledge my presence there when I'm standing at the counter. They've got better things to do. Maybe they're texting on their phone, or maybe they're just too busy or too stressed or their minds are elsewhere. The reason that the book is so critically important now is because the generations coming up through the workforce need to understand some of the basic tenets of human interaction and what makes it vital and what helps. And that means being fully engaged with the people that we work with. It's easy to be physically present somewhere, but cognizantly or mentally somewhere else. And so the book really teaches some of the most basic principles about how to do that and to do it with excellence.
Treat Them Like a Rock Star is the latest book from our friend here, Jeff Krantz. He has got it available on Amazon.com, Treat Them Like a Rock Star. What makes your book different than other books like it?
The unique difference with my book, James, is the way that the book focuses on, it introduces the common understanding that we have of there being four unique personality or behavioral styles. And what we do is we take an understanding of the various needs of those four different behavioral styles, and we apply customer service methodology to the service experience. So what it causes is an inherent motivation to want to serve. What I've witnessed is that many organizations make rules and policies, and they train their staff with the methods that they must employ in order to deliver service to their customers. What this book is different is it gets to the heart. It really stirs at the level of the soul, if you will, to cause a motivation for people to literally want to serve. And so when that desire and that passion and that enthusiasm is there, it can be felt by every client everywhere.
It's Jeff Krantz. He's with us today here on the big broadcast talking about his great book, Treat Them Like a Rock Star. What do you want readers to take away from the writing? Jeff, are you there? Jeff, are you there? Can you hear me, Jeff? I think we may have lost Jeff. Jeff, can you hear me? Let's see if we can get him. We've got Jeff Krantz back with us. His book, Treat Him Like a Rockstar, available on Amazon. What's the message you would like the readers to get from this book?
The key takeaway for this book is how they can take the basic tenets of great customer service that makes their delivery of that service remarkable out there in the marketplace, and how by conducting that with consistency and authenticity, not only can they enjoy greater success in terms of their career path or business growth, but it literally will make them a happier person, and it's their opportunity to positively change the world one life at a time.
It is Jeff Krantz with us today. Jeff, thanks for making time for us. I really do appreciate your time.
It's been my pleasure to be on the show, James. Thank you.
Well, have yourself a wonderful day. Check out Treat Them Like a Rock Star on Amazon. Thank you, Jeff. Have a happy holiday, sir.
Same to you. Thanks, James.
Appreciate it. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back with more here on the big broadcast. It's Friday edition of the world-famous Chicken Jack Wayne Show.